Episode 489, Confessions of an Upset Mama, What is Shaping Your Child?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
happy, happy day, sweet ladies. How are you doing, mamas? Are you doing great? Guess what? Today is Confession Day. Confessions of an Upset Mama. I am upset, and we are chatting big time on it. What is shaping your child? You really want to listen in. Whether you have children or not, this is going to apply to your life. How you see yourself, how others see you, and how not only how others see you, but how you see others, your perception. I think it'll give you a little twist that maybe you haven't thought about much. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family of women, women of impact. These are women around the world that you have joined in and are holding hands with going, yes, there's more to life than just doing the do. There's more to life than, well, I'm just here. No, you were created on purpose for a purpose. And I want to welcome you to this family with open arms. If you want to dig deeper, a couple ways you can do that. Head on over to createyournow.com. I would love for you to go there. You can see more information, what we're all about, etc. And then you can also sign up for the newsletter. And number three, you can come in to the Facebook group here in the show notes. If you just click that little I on your phone, on your podcast app, or if you're listening to it on your computer, or whether it's on your tablet, click on that and you're going to see all this information written there, kind of an overview. Most of you maybe didn't even know that existed. I put links in there for a reason, to make some things very simple for you. I highlight the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategies. So in there, you can click on the link, Women of Impact. That'll take you directly to our Facebook group. Request to join. We would love to have you there. This is a private closed group. So that means that our conversations cannot be seen by others. So you are protected. And we're just women. It is for women. Sorry, guys. But it's all women. Maybe guys will have one for you one of these days. But right now we're working on our Women of Impact. And so come on over. Join us there. We've got some awesome, incredible ladies in there. And I'm in there too, of course. And I really want this to be a group where we lift each other up, we empower, we encourage each other. Because what does life have to offer us? Sometimes a lot of muck, sometimes a lot of yuck. And all we are is getting slammed in the face. And life isn't all about that. God did not create you to have mud slung at you every single day. Yeah, we do have to take our hits once in a while, but we can come back smiling and we can stand stronger and be more united in who you were created to be. So enough of the domestic beauties. We have got to get down to our topic today because I just think I'm going to explode. What is shaping your child? I've got to switch back to my notes because we talked a little bit about Take a Look in the Mirror in episode 487. So if you haven't listened to that, go back and take a look because this is a spinoff on it a little bit regarding the child point of view. And I can thank my daughter and my son for bringing this up, and actually all my kiddos. But it was just recently that we were having these conversations and I thought, man, oh man, this is really tough. And for them to notice it, I'm like, at least they're talking to me. And I love that they're talking to me about it. But I don't think all of our kiddos are talking the same way that my children talk to me. And I want to inspire that within you moms. If you have younger children, know. And there was another episode, the last Confessions of an Upset Mama. That was episode 482, Why Won't My Child Talk to Me? That's an awesome one. You need to listen to that one too. So we're talking a lot about children here because obviously I'm a mama. I have five of them. And it can be very stressful as a mom, whether you're an empty nester mom or whether you're a brand new mom. Maybe you haven't even had your first child yet. You're pregnant. Or maybe you're preparing yourself and you've stumbled upon this podcast and you're like, I want to know more. Motherhood is the most gratifying thing ever in the world. I mean, it just warms your heart. It does. And the love that you have for a child just grows exponentially. It is beyond the word indescribable. There's nothing for it. And the way I see it is how God looks at us. One scripture I wanted to read to you real quick here, and you probably are very familiar with it. This is Psalms 139 verses 13 and 14. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Your child is fearfully and wonderfully made. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God knows every hair on your head. That should really kind of freak you out, especially now that my hair is turning white. I'm like, do you really want to keep track of those, God? Because you don't need to. I don't want to keep track of them. But he knows everything about you. He knits you together. He knits your child. And he sees perfection. But what is actually shaping your child, unfortunately, nowadays, is not necessarily how God sees it. No. And you're probably somewhat aware of that. And in fact, sometimes we fall into that trap too, moms, don't we? We see ourselves through stereotypes. We talked about how we induce acceptance through stereotypes and how it leads to absorption, then you becoming what you're telling yourself or what you were led to believe by others. This whole thing, this induction of stereotypes, is still alive today, and it gives me the heebie-jeebies. It drives me crazy. So my daughter gets into the car, and I ask the normal things when I pick her up at school. So how was your day? We chat about it. Sometimes she has tests, etc. And all of a sudden, though, she branches out into this kind of rant. And she's adorable because all my kiddos are very, very deep thinkers. I don't know where they got that from. But so she's going on to this rant and she goes, what is it, Mom? These kids just think that, well, you know what? If you're a brunette, this happens. If you're a blonde, well, you're more fun. You know, what happened to, you know, redheads not having souls? I mean, come on. What is it? Why is it that everything has to fit into a certain box? And the thing is, she went on and on and on. What is shaping your child? Mamas, believe it or not, we are encouraging our children to lean into these stereotypes instead of leaning into who they are and their own talents. Remember, they are fearfully and wonderfully made. But if we're pushing these stereotypes on them, then what's happening? And we sometimes are doing it and we don't even know we're doing it. For example, when you're standing in front of the mirror and you're sitting there going, oh my gosh, these pants, they look hideous on me. What did I ever think that I could wear these things? They make my thighs look like two times bigger than what they are. And your daughter is standing outside the corner listening. Whether she's 2 or 3 years old, or whether she's 16, 17 years old. She hears what you're saying about your own body. What about your husband who hears what you're saying about your own body? We are bleeding stereotypes. We're trying to fit ourselves into this. Like, oh, wait, you have to be a toothpick. That's the only size you can be in order to be a model. If you've been watching in the media recently, there's been some changes and some controversies talking about that where they're trying to get plus size models to be representative of all shapes and sizes. What stereotypes are your children leaning in towards? That's kind of a tough question to answer because I know you haven't really thought about this, and that's okay. That's why we're talking about it now. Because you don't want your child being shaped by stereotypes. For example, here's one. You're all addicted to social media. Kids nowadays are born with tablets. They come out of the womb with a tablet. Now, no, they don't. But I'm serious. You have parents that are buying tablets and the expensive ones for their six-month-olds to play with. Now, they're not really playing with them. But that's a stereotype right there. You're all addicted to social media. Well, are we kind of allowing that to happen? I look now in elementary schools, we've got kids in second grade that have telephones, full texting capabilities. Now, if you're a mom, that says, I'm a single mom and I've got to have that communication, both dad, I mean, I work and grandma or their daycare provider, they've got to be able, and that's a safety thing. Okay, that's a different story. I'm not condemning this, so hear me out. But what I'm telling you is that we are all falling under these stereotypes that, well, you're all addicted to social media. Well, are we helping them lean into that by getting them electronics too soon, buying a phone for them before they can really even write? Y'all have no idea what real music is. Have you ever caught yourself saying that or making that comment? It could be real anything, whether it's real music, real food. You have no idea. It's a stereotype. We're telling these kids that they don't have a mind of their own to make their own decisions on their palates, what they like, what they taste, their taste buds. What about this one? When I was your age, we had to work hard. All teens are lazy today. And some of you may be sitting there going, yep, I've got some neighbors that got some teens that are so lazy. And yes, you do. But you also have some of those neighbors who the teens are so hardworking. My son came home and sat down, and I could tell something was really bothering him. And he kind of got a little hesitant. He's got a very, very, all my boys have just a very sweet heart. And I asked him how his day was, and he said, oh, it was good. He went to visit the middle school. And I said, what else happened today? He goes, well, on the bus today. Now, mind you, he couldn't look at me while he told me this story, because it really did get to him. But he said, well, while I was on the bus today, who I thought were my two friends, they said, just frankly, I was spoiled. That we're all spoiled here. And Mom, I didn't appreciate that. I don't think they're my friends. And I paused for a moment and I thought, whoa, talk about stereotypes. You see, these friends of his are looking at just the outside. They don't know what's on the inside and what makes this family tick and what makes us unique. They may be seeing like, well, why don't I have that? Well, if they have that, why can't I have that? Well, they get to do all of this. Actually, it's kind of weird because I don't really think we have a lot, but we're very blessed with what we do have. And we take care of things. And it's taken years of long, hard work. And we have a lot of children. And so when we have a lot of children, it seems like we have a lot of stuff, but that's just because of the numbers of children we have. So yeah, I guess if somebody looked at our family from the outside, they may think that we're spoiled. But that really got to him. Stereotypes. What is shaping your child? So I continued the conversation with him and said, you know what, sweetheart? I said, it's unfortunate that they see you as this. Well, Mom, they're not my friends. I thought they were, but I don't really think they are. I said, well, you got to understand the age. They're going to go through some tough times. Why? Well, because they're jocks. And my son doesn't fall into that quote unquote jock arena. He's not a football player. He doesn't want to be. He liked soccer when he was younger, but right now that's not his focus. So he doesn't play a lot with that. He enjoys building and being creative, and he enjoys magic and illusion and drawing and creating videos and all of this stuff. And maybe that's not what they have, but you see, once again, what is shaping your child? These stereotypes that we're allowing our children to lean into. Almost like, well, you know, I could have said to him, well, hun, you know what? You just got to put up with it. You know, maybe they're right. Maybe you are a little spoiled. Maybe you need to think about it in their eyes. Now, did we have that conversation? Yes, we did. But I did not tell him to lean in to the stereotype that they were talking about. You know, basically they were saying he gets everything he wants. Well, if you reverse it, little do they know how they're being raised is they are getting everything that they want, because these are kiddos that aren't being disciplined. They're never told no. What is shaping your child? These are tough areas to talk about, but these stereotypes that we live in, They are. For example, blondes have more fun. I talked about that earlier. What about this? If you're a little girl, you should be in dance or cheer. I have seen, oh my goodness, and it breaks my heart when I see this. I have seen actually two girlfriends, two moms, okay, out there shopping, and they have their two young girls. And one came from dance and one just happened to run into. I saw this whole thing play out. This little girl that didn't have the dance dress on said, "Oh, where were you? You look really cute," or something to that extent, whatever little girls say when they're like 3, 4 years old. And, you know, she spun around and woo, and she had her little shoes on because mama carried her in. And then mama goes and starts talking to the other mama and says, "Oh yeah, she's doing so awesome at dance. I can't believe it. Her teacher says that she's just a natural at this. And oh, your daughter really is missing out. She really needs to come do this. I know her and Bailey would have a lot of fun." I just made up that name, by the way. I don't even know if that was her name. I can't remember that far back. But that whole conversation, I'm sitting here going, oh my gosh, do you not see what we're doing? What is shaping your child? Who are you allowing to shape your child? Are you allowing yourself to fall into these traps of stereotypes? Or are you allowing the conversations that they have with their own friends, making them lean in and feel guilty that if they don't lean into these stereotypes, that they aren't worth anything? Do you remember we started talking about what at the beginning? I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. They are. What is shaping your child? There's some of these things too, like your kids these days are always up to no good. How about you're too young to understand? Oh my goodness. Come on. We can talk to our children at age-appropriate times with the appropriate lingo. We don't have to wait to talk to them about how precious intimacy is between a mommy and a daddy. We kiss in front of our children. We hold hands in front of our children. We show love to each other, my husband and I do, in front of our children. Now, depending upon where they are in their stage, they'll go, "Ooh, Bobby, oh no," and they'll close their eyes and sometimes they'll make fun, et cetera, et cetera. But we're showing them this why in front of them because we want them to understand and know what love is, that love is a gift. Marriage is a gift and it's shared between two, a man and a woman. What is shaping your child? You wouldn't last a day without your phone. How about that one? Yeah, our telephones. We already talked about our electronics, right? They're being born with a tablet. Your kids only care about yourself. The kids are in it for themselves. They're all about self, 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 self. And the problem is we're talking about the selfish part, not the self-love part. There is a difference. Kids can't write or spell these days. Have you run into that? If you ever have an older child, read their text, LOL, ROTFL, TMIJK, TBH, SMH. Did you get any of that? Okay, I'll put it in the show notes what all of those mean. But when you read what they're writing, they have a hard time even writing their own name. We have areas where our kids still have to sign. And my children will at least ask, is it cursive or is it manuscript? They're not even teaching cursive anymore. Yet people are writing in cursive and they can't read it. What is shaping your child? How about this one? Kids are dressing so inappropriately. Well, for that one, I just got to say, who's buying the clothes? I guess I'm going to leave it at that because that could be one, a long one we could talk about forever. We are allowing our children to lean in to these stereotypes instead of leaning into who they are and their talents. So how can you help shape your child? How can you pull them out of these stereotypes, whether they're 2 or 3 years old or whether maybe they've already moved out of the house? This is what you need. Here is the KISS, celebrate your child. Now, if you're like, okay, well, my child's gone, that's fine. You can still celebrate them. Or maybe they're gone enough where it's just you and your hubby. Then celebrate your hubby. Okay, this is celebrate whoever you need to be celebrating within your family. It may be your aunt. It may be your niece or nephew. Okay, those are all important. And it could be your Sunday school class. So celebrate your child. Number one, lift them up with encouraging words and actions. We're talking what? Positivity here. We're talking about encouraging words. Not that we're going to stretch them to the nth degree. You don't need to sit there and tell a three-year-old that they're going to be dancing as a Rockette. You don't even know how tall they're going to be. And did you know that there is a height requirement in order to be a Rockette? Yes, I actually looked into that. That's for another story, though. So lift them up with encouraging and inspiring words and actions. Realistically, don't sit there and say, oh, you can be an NFL ball player. The percentage of those that go pro after college, yeah, it's really so minute, it's kind of scary. Yet everybody's pushing for that. And it's not that you can't push for greatness because that's what you want to do, but it leads me to number two, let them explore who they are. Don't put them in a corner. Sometimes we're pushing them and saying, oh, you can be an NFL, you can be an NBA star. How about to let them be their own star? Because your child is a star. Why? They're your child. They're always a star. You're a star. Why? Because you're God's child. And that leads me to number three. Remind them that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. When I was having that conversation with my son, I told him, I said, it hurts, doesn't it? Oh, no, it doesn't, Mom. But yet, remember, he wasn't facing me. Because I could tell at the very beginning of the conversation how his cute little smile was turning into a frown and his side of his lips were beginning to quiver. My heart broke. It hurt him that he was falling into this stereotype that he gets everything that he wants. And so, you know what? That's just not right. So you're a spoiled brat. You're a jerk, whatever. Remind them that they're fearfully and wonderfully made. To allow them to learn that, you know what? When times like this happen, love them where they're at. That's what I told my son. I told my daughter, I said, sweetheart, as much as this just kills you on the inside to see kids being, yeah, somewhat kids, unfortunately, they get it from their parents, and sometimes it's a lack of parenting, again, for another episode. But when we are choosing to be a part of our children's life, we can help to shape them more than allowing the stereotypes to shape them. Remove those stereotypes. Listen to what you're saying and how you say things. Listen to the phrases that you use around your husband. Listen to what you're saying when you're speaking to your friends. Do you make comments that are sarcastic but are actually bringing you down? You should never be putting yourself down. Someone is always listening. What is shaping your child today? Don't let them lean into those stereotypes. You want to be aware of it, especially if they're young right now. Oh my goodness, they are so impressionable right now. And they are just eating it up. And they're soaking it up. They're just little sponges taking it all in. Feed them with amazing kindness. Lift them with encouraging words and actions. Let them explore who they are. In a safety area, of course. Love them. Don't put them in that corner. Remind them that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. Celebrate your child today. Celebrate your family today. Be present. Be incredible. Be you, Mama. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.